One of the most difficult things in life is when things have been going along just fine and then all of a sudden the bottom falls out of everything. It can make for a rough landing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to A Different Perspective as I'm joined by special guest tennis legend Margaret Court, who talks about her life after fame and fortune. It's been awesome. If you haven't been with us this week, we're with Margaret Court. Margaret is the most successful tennis player, male or female, that's ever walked the planet. And I guess as she was sharing with us the other day, it's kind of a little bit unreal, isn't it, looking back on it?
Well, it is unreal because I had never counted up what I'd won.
Can you remember your last game?
It was after we'd had our second child. And I remember I was in America and I went back into playing there and I felt my heart's not in this anymore. What am I doing? I feel I'm going to go down the ladder because I'm getting out there and going through the motions. And we could have stayed on in America and made a lot of money, but being an Aussie and we looked at going farming and so we came back home.
And when you walk off the court for the last time, how do you feel?
Well, I had fulfilled all the goals that I'd set out to do. I wanted to be the first Australian woman to win Wimbledon, and then I wanted to win the Grand Slam, the four majors, all the Grand Slams in one year. And then I wanted to be the first mum to get back to number one in the world after having the first child, and did that. So I had fulfilled everything that I'd set out to do. So I had a great peace about giving the game up.
So what happens? You put your tennis racket in the cupboard and you hang up your sand shoes. And what's life like after a career where you've won 62 Grand Slam titles?
Well, I didn't pick up a tennis racket for quite some time. We had two more children. We had four little ones under the age of eight, and that kept me busy.
Keeps you focused, doesn't it?
It kept me focused. We had bought a farm, but we lived in Perth. And so Barry was up and down to the farm all the time. And with four children, I had never had much to do with children. It really was a full-time job.
So what happens to Margaret Court? Because you've come to faith at this point in life, yeah? You've believed in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour.
That's right.
How's your life going at this point?
Well, I wanted to grow in the things of God, and having the children were walking all over the top of me and I was getting to be a mess. I was seeking counsel. I was from a Catholic background. I had never owned a Bible, but I knew God had something good for me, but I didn't know how to get it. I started to go along to some meetings, and at that time I started to get some wrong teaching, some teaching that wasn't very good. Instead of looking out to the future and studying in the Bible side of things and growing in the things of God, it becomes sort of a very spiritual side. Mm-hmm. And I became a little bit unbalanced in it all. And a lot of fear came into my life at that time.
I guess that's one of the things that I found scary. I came to faith 11 years ago. My biggest fear was the Moonies would get me, you know, that some cult or... And my hunch is a lot of people feel like that. Jesus looks really powerful. Awfully attractive, but what about all this religious stuff? I mean, looking back on that time when you were struggling a little bit, what would you say to someone in that position right now?
I'd say go somewhere where you're learning the Bible, the teaching of the Word of God, to get yourself into a Bible study, learn what had really happened to you at salvation, particularly from a scripture side, not what somebody thinks or feels, but what God says about it. And it's an important way to start out your journey with the Lord.
Let me pick up on that for just a moment, because I remember before I became a Christian, people would talk about the Bible and they would talk about scripture and they would talk about salvation. I think, oh, give me a break. I mean, really? Reading the Bible? Where do you come from on that? What's your angle on that?
Well, I think the wonderful thing about the scriptures is it is the good news. It's not the bad news. And I think when I came in, I sort of got something from the Old Testament very much that it was bad news. Mm-hmm. And the brimstone and fire. Then I started to learn how Jesus died for me, and it is the good news. It's the book of love. It's the book of healing. It's a book of faith. And from Acts through to Jude is a church age, who we become in Christ and who he made us as sons and daughters, and the reality of it here on earth. And it's not the doom and gloom book. I think it's the most positive book in the world. I believe a lot of the power of positive thinking, people take a lot of the scriptures and use it in their teaching, and you start to learn just what a powerful book it really is in life, for everyday life.
Does it make a difference in your life? I mean, you talk about reading the Bible, you talk about the scriptures. Does it make a difference? And if so, how?
Well, after I became a Christian, had four children, my life became a mess. A lot of fear came into my life. I finished up having a torn valve of the heart. I was on medication for heart trouble. They said I'd be on it for the rest of my life. I was on tablets for depression and tablets for insomnia. And it was back in the early 70s that two men from Full Gospel Businessmen came to me and said, "Margaret, why don't you come and hear something on faith?" And I more or less said, "I don't want to have anything to do with Christianity anymore." And they mentioned a man's name called Fred Price. And I remember when my husband and I was playing tennis still, and Full Gospel Businessmen in Hawaii, they came and said, "Would you give your testimony at this conference?" And at that time, my husband had very bad ulcers. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was a baby Christian because I hadn't fully understood what had happened to me. And so I got up and gave my testimony, how I believed in my heart and confessed with my mouth that the Lord Jesus came into my heart. And my husband there, sitting there, he wasn't even a Christian, Fred Price, spoke. 2 days later, he said to me, "I believe I'm healed, never had ulcers since." And so when these Full Gospel Businessmen came to me and said, "Come and hear something on faith," and mention Fred Price, I thought, okay, I will. And so I went and I started to hear how faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How we could grow, because Jesus says in the scriptures in Romans 12:2, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." And so the mind is the battlefield, and that's the mess that I was going through. Mm-hmm. So in 1982 and 1983, I went through Bible school, and it just changed my life through the power of the scriptures, through the power of spoken word.
What do you mean by that?
I learnt to start meditating the word, study the word, go over the scriptures, ponder them, look at them, particularly in the area I needed in healing. I needed it in my mind area because I was going through depression. I started to worry on the scriptures instead of worrying on all my problems. I started to give the care of my problems over to the Lord, and found out that in 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "I haven't got a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind." I found the reality of the scriptures because God's word is spirit. It's alive and it's living. And so is fear, so is care, so is worry. So I learned to take the scriptures and worry on the scriptures instead of worrying on my problems. I worried on the answer. And as we start to speak it, you'll start to believe upon the things which you say shall come to pass. And I tell you, it completely turned my life around. I went back to the doctors. I didn't need the medication anymore for heart, depression and insomnia. I was totally healed.
Margaret Court, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Hey, social media is a great way to stay connected to your friends and to the world around you, and we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspirations, so no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can now share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen? So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.